Do you want to do some blues?
I don't know how to do blues.
Sounds like Scott staffing it.
Nobody played it backwards. Just tried.
Zero issues, comic podcast. Have a calendar.
Sorry, guys, I forgot my harmonica. I had to bring this kazoo. So, wax paper comb kazoo.
I think we proved we're way too white for this.
Everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Mini episode 19.
Off the top, I have to, before we get into it, I have to do a brief retraction. I might have said 2 weeks ago in the topic about toys, I think that was the episode, I don't remember exactly, but I might have said that I was looking at a Rhinox toy from Beast Wars, and...
with your wife.
With my wife, and she said, and I said that she said that was stupid, and I've heard... non-stop since she heard that episode that I was wrong, and she did not say that. She said something along the lines of, you don't need to spend money on that right now. I took that to mean her, I guess I
Brian, I feel like you might be making this worse.
I'm probably making it worse. Either way,
you could
I am
my
sorry.
Place if you need somewhere to crash.
I am sorry that I misrepresented what she said. She didn't say it was stupid. She did not say it was stupid. She did think it was cool. However, she might have just said, like, maybe don't buy that right now.
Well, it is an expensive toy.
It is. You know. $30.
I have a futon if you need to crash.
It's true. We're sitting on it right now. That's cool. Yep. I'm hoping she'll accept this. I'm very sorry. So, hey, we got personal, but let's move on to...
Mini episode 19!
Listener suggested topic from Evan Hodgins. I would like to
you
hear...
Can, you, and you can check out Evan's comic of Noobs and Men at... ofnoobsandmen.com.
I will definitely do that. Thank you, Evan. That's awesome.
Awesome. I didn't know that. You know Evan? I don't know Evan. I didn't know he did a comic.
Evan actually, he used to do a podcast.
Really?
And I went to him before we really bought a mic or anything for it, and I asked him what he used to record and got some advice from him. So without Evan, we might not have this lovely blue snowball mic.
Really?
Without Evan, no snowball.
Evan, thank you for everything, and I will check out your comic first thing tomorrow.
I had no idea. So Evan said, and this is what he posted on our wall, I would like to hear a mini-episode about your favorite and least favorite non-Marvel DC comic movies. I realize it'll probably be impossible to ascribe a single word title to the episode, but it at least is a fun challenge. Keep up the great work! Thanks, Evan.
And you're not reading this from your phone or something. He actually wrote out word of his comments into a notebook.
Because I'm old school and I know how to use a pen.
It's fantastic.
How do you pen?
It is a rare skill
how
these
do
days.
You do
trust
the
me.
Pen?
Your cursive is lovely.
It's very nice.
Actually, I can't write cursive. I'm horrible.
So this is good. This is a very good topic, and thank you for that. I think some of us have prepared. We all prepared a little bit.
Yes.
Because hey, man, you got to live up to that one.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Mystery Men.
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing. Great movie. Never read the comic.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the comic. I've read stuff about the comic. I've never actually read an issue.
Bri, didn't you read it? I thought you've read a little bit. I
thought somebody read. No, I don't think I did.
I haven't actually read a full issue. I've read like little bits and pieces here and there.
I've heard that it's like remarkably different from
the
book, and that it's not nearly as good as the movie. But maybe that's more of a perspective from whoever was telling you that. So it's hard to say.
You look at the movie and it's an all-star comedy cast.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And it's fantastic. Like, great character actors that...
I mean, you look, it's Ben Stiller, it's Hank Azaria, it's Janine Garofalo, it's the guy that played Saget in that first Street Fighter movie.
Oh, man!
It was the Sphinx!
Oh, that's great.
But I think that counts as a comic book movie in that it is kind of based off something, but I think more than anything else, it's a spoof of... general superhero stuff.
No, totally, yeah.
So
that's absolutely.
I think it half counts.
Cool. Oh, no, I think it totally counts. Yeah, totally.
It definitely counts. Yeah. It's based on a comic.
It's based on a comic.
It might be loose.
Everybody.
Okay, fellas, it's okay.
It is! Stobert!
Anyway.
I have a couple, but I was just looking at my collection right before we started recording, and I was like, what is it? And I saw the one, and I'm like, that's it! The Amazing Screw-On Head.
Oh yeah!
I love that.
There was plans to make that into a series or something, but
I think so. I think there was. I don't know if that was supposed to be a pilot or it was just kind of an intro kind of thing, and then they were gonna, if it did well or there was a good response, they would do something from it. But it's Mignola's other stuff. He's got like Lobster Johnson and a couple other things. But
sure.
I think there's only actually ever been one Amazing Screw-On Head comic. There's only like two. It was very limited. Like, there really wasn't much done.
It was a big comic, from what I remember.
Was it? Like, it was a big story? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, like, maybe 60 pages.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that was really good.
It was super funny.
Does anybody want to smoke a dude right now?
I quote it all the time. I just made water in my pantaloons. I love that line.
Wasn't it David Hyde Pierce?
Yeah.
So it's funny how you, like, went from being Abe Sapien in the movie.
Yeah.
He voiced the first one. But he specifically bowed out, like, no, Doug Jones, that's his role, he should have all the credit. And then he, like, went to do that, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who else?
Good choice.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is in that. I forgot about that.
Abraham Lincoln? real guy?
Nice to do a cameo by a president.
Speaking of Paul Giamatti, my choice for
Amazing Spider-Man number 2.
Yeah, definitely. No, American Splendor.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an excellent movie. I mean, it's sort of like, it's weird because it's sort of an, kind of a fine line between like a biopic and an adaptation in a way, because American Splendor, the comic, was based on his.
It's an interesting
his daily foibles and whatnot. So it's an interesting cross section for sure. And the performance from Giamatti was incredible.
That was,
he does play good angry.
The first time I ever saw him, maybe the second.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really? It was one of those ones where it's just like, oh, this guy's amazing. And he had like, was it like Judah Friedlander as like Toby Radloff or whatever his name is? He was like the nerd, like, I'm a nerd. Like that thing. It's the same guy, yeah.
Nerds do say that.
They do say
I'm a nerd.
They say it all the time.
But now they say it with more pride. I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now they're smug about it, but they wear their shirts and they're just hipsters now. But from like 30 Rock with the hat and stuff. But he was really? Yeah, he was like the nerd friend who wanted to go see Revenge of the Nerds because it represents being a nerd, like his whole thing. And that he played that guy, and it was just like, wow, like I totally didn't realize that it was the same guy. Like I had to like actually check it out. The performances in that movie were great.
Yeah.
It was just a really well-made film, and I mean the way that sort of like they had that
it kind of crossed two worlds. It was a cool
sequence where they animated his actual like the art from the artist, because he just wrote different artists, like when she was his future wife was going to see him and she was like seeing like animated versions of him, like which one's him, because he appeared very differently, and they sort of broke the fourth wall and you had actual like the actual Harvey Pekar and Toby there, like, watching it, sort of. And it was just, like, again, it was so well made. And it's one of those movies that's just, like, very kind of special in a way. Where you're celebrating somebody who has had a good career and stuff like that, but maybe isn't really celebrated in that way a lot. And it was just kind of exceptional. Like, honestly, that might be one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I need to go back and watch that again.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
I own it. I haven't seen it in a bit. But, I mean, I definitely watched that, like, a bunch when it sort of came out. And I got the DVD at home somewhere, so, yeah.
My next one totally connects to that, because it's Crumb, the documentary.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it's like you've gone from, like, regular to...
Exactly.
You got, kinda, it's a hybrid yours, and then there's a full-on documentary. When I saw Crumb, I'm a huge documentary nut. I love documentaries. Mm-hmm. And when that came out, that was just so disturbingly fascinating to watch. And just that family and him. Like, it's not even him. Oddly enough, he's the most normal one. Like, and the rest of the family...
I think I watched that originally with an old friend and college roommate, Dean Young, who does he has a podcast of his own and stuff. So he sort of introduced me to that whole scene. So which might have set me on seeing American Splendor.
It's so fucked up though, but it's so good. I watch it usually like once a year. I'll watch it just to.
All right, I think we have to aim at the worsts now.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even pick
this. It's going to be a limited... we have only a few minutes left
here. I want to say the third 30 Days of Night movie, just because it's directed to DVD. I'm sure it's not very good.
They made three of those?
I didn't even know there was a third.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's checking. Oh, shit. He's checking his collection now.
Oh, I'm knocking stuff over.
It's a very special episode here at Zero Issues.
And shouting.
Yelling and crashing, yelling and crashing.
You got a real bad one?
Oh man.
A real stinker?
The Spirit is a garbage dump. I have not yet watched Dragon Ball Evolution, but it's in my shame drawer to get to.
You gotta watch it.
I'm going to. And if I can just point out on a personal note, the most recent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, fuck that movie with every fiber of my being. It is garbage full on. I hate it. I wish it didn't exist.
All right. Okay. Did he say movies or TV? Or was it just movies?
He did say movies.
Oh, shit.
What do you got?
I got TV.
We'll break the rule.
I'm breaking the rule.
We only got like 30 seconds left here.
Conan the Adventurer.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Because it was Marvel at some point. I don't know when this was made. This was a cartoon series.
Well, Conan isn't...
It's now...
Own it. Now it's a Dark Horse.
Now it's a Dark Horse. That's what I mean. Like, at the time, I don't know when it was... I think this was post-Marvel, so...
That's like Toxic Defenders.
It's brutal. It is... Oh, it is... It's Conan. Like, it's a brutal character, and like pretty brutal stories. You read all the original stories, and then you go to this and you make him family friendly. He's got like this bird that flies around with him and just talks, and he's so fucking annoying. He's like, "Hey, Conan!" And you're like, "Oh, shut up."
So there are just some concepts maybe just don't.
Yeah, like well, you're trying to make like a barbarian guy that cuts people in half family friendly.
He really just bonks people with the swords.
Yeah, well, totally. Yeah, I'm just gonna do
just
the light
the hilt of it. He's just not even using.
Yeah,
that's not
it's
good.
Bad. Mm. Definitely bad.
By Crumb, indeed.
By Crumb. And watch Crumb.
Yes.
By Crumb.
Oh shit, does Transformers count? Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it's got the best.
Not the animated movie. That has a chase sequence set to Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al.
That's true.
You cannot be mad at that.
Who would later go on to voice Rekdar in Transformers Animated?
Really?
And there was a part where it's like he's gonna crash like a barge into a city and it's got a bomb on it or something. It's like, nobody would do that. Something that stupid. And he's like, I dare to be stupid. Delightful. Delightful.
Well, that's another cartoon I have to watch.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Awesome. All right. I love you.
He loves you.
I still love you.
Aw. Even after, you know.
I always will.
Kyle's just attracted to you.
It's purely physical.
Yeah.
Really. I'm sorry. I'm not.
And I don't even like you.
Oh, man. Oh.